the vocabulary where do they have definitions of what you mean?
A definition and a use. You can. It's flashcards. We have flashcards in there for the arithmetic and flashcards for the vocabulary. And in the vocabulary, you can print out your own flashcards. There's also an on-screen flashcard system. My kids, in trying to learn vocabulary, found that the on-screen flashcards were harder to learn from. They're good flashcards. They flash up there. They do all you're supposed to do. But they just staring at the screen didn't teach them as fast as having the paper. So you can print out the flashcards or otherwise, and the flashcards are of two types. The word on one side and the definition on the other side. The word on one side and a sentence using the word on the other side. And the sentence is drawn from the book. See, all the words are key to the book. Or two-thirds of the words are key to the book. When I went out and got this universe of SAT words and fitted into the words from the books, many of them were already in the books, but about a third of the total words weren't in the books. And yet, or at least we didn't know them to be in the books. We hadn't found them in the books. So we took that third and sprinkled them in all the books. So about two-thirds of the sentences are drawn from the book they just read, where the word is actually used. And about a third of them are made up because that word, we didn't at least know that it appeared in that book. And with the books in order of difficulty, the vocabulary just gradually gets harder, too, as the student goes along. And before any student takes the SAT, if he can do it, he should have memorized all 6,000 words. If he does, his verbal score is going to be an entirely different thing. Because that's largely a vocabulary test. Grammar and vocabulary, but mostly vocabulary.